Good morning. It's 8:41. Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher. Thanks for being with us here on this Tuesday morning. Always lots of activities going on, especially on the weekends here around the area. And a lot of great fundraisers happening. And another one coming up this weekend. This Saturday is the 2019 Walk to End Alzheimer's. A great cause. And always a fun event, too. And joining us to talk more about it this morning is Joanne Whitney. Joanne, good morning. How are you today?
I'm really great. Thank you.
Well, thanks for coming in with us here this morning. We were just talking about the fact we're both ROVA alums.
Yes.
Just only 10 years apart. Not so far apart.
Let's see. You're ahead of me right now.
Yes.
That's the story. We'll stick to it,
that's
right?
That's fine. I'm fine with that. All right. Well, let's talk about Alzheimer's, the walk to end Alzheimer's, and you know, part of the reason you got involved, and this is for a lot of people that it affects your life personally somehow or other. Can you kind of talk about that in your case?
Well, in my particular case, I worked for Sprint, that telephone company, a long time ago, and they were a national sponsor back then. So they asked locally if someone could be on the committee. And that's how I got involved and have stayed involved, even though, of course, we're no longer Sprint, but I have stayed involved through all the years. This is my 27th walk. And while I don't have a family member with Alzheimer's, throughout the years, you have more and more. I had a twin brother that had vascular dementia, but not Alzheimer's.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Even if it's not your family member, everyone, just like with cancer, every one of us knows somebody, yes, and somehow it's affected us. So that to me, that's even actually better that even because a lot of people get involved for personal reasons that the family member's gone through it. But in your case, it was just through the company, and it became something near and dear to your heart.
It does. It has. And when I started this, I didn't really know anybody with Alzheimer's. Now, whew.
Yeah, and I don't know. It's like with a lot of things, it always seems like, well, gosh, more people have this or that. Well, I think just the technology is better now, and so we know we're diagnosing earlier. So it's not more people have it; more people are being diagnosed because we recognize it better.
Yes, every 65 seconds, someone is diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And there's not really boundaries. There are different forms of it that can hit people at a relatively young age. Some people are older, but so just it's there's no boundaries when it comes to this disease.
No, there is not. No.
So the walk to end Alzheimer's is coming up this Saturday. Kind of tell us about it. It'll be out at Lake Story. Well, where will we meet and registration and all that?
Okay, it will be at Shelters 1 and 2 at Lake Story. It begins. Registration starts at 8. The opening ceremony is at 9. 9:30, the actual walk begins. There will be food, activities, picture taking, kids activities this year. We never really had too many kids activities. Well, we do this year. And and it's going to be a glorious day. I just know it. It's going to be beautiful.
The great thing is getting the kids involved, getting them thinking about helping out in some way, giving back.
Yes. We have a lot of the Carl Sandburg students. I know several of the high school students in the area. Even though it's homecoming, I think for Abington, we've got some of them coming. Knoxville is coming, I believe. And I happen to know a real nice kid that's 15, and he's coming.
Well, there you go.
I want to help. I want to volunteer. Okay. So, and there's always opportunities for somebody because we can always use help.
Oh, absolutely. So the walk itself at the lake, about how far and how far will the go, or how far is the actual walk if you do the whole thing?
Yes. If you do the whole thing, it's 2 miles.
Okay.
But we do have a shortened route that is 1 mile. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's again Saturday morning registration at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
The ceremony at 9, and then the walk actually gets underway at 9:30. How many has the number of people that participate gone up throughout the years? You said 27 years, or I'm guessing it just continues to go up.
Last year we had over 300.
Wow.
We raised $53,000 the very first year. I was involved the very first year. We had it at the mall. And we raised $2,600. So we have progressed, as anything should, through the years. But yes, this year we have 200. I think I saw last night, I was checking, we had 257 walkers registered. And I believe we have 27,000 so far. But usually a lot comes in that day. Yeah. So we're still hoping. I know I'm still collecting. So, yeah.
Well, good, good.
Yeah.
And so if somebody wants to participate, they can register that morning, but is there a way to register ahead of time also?
Yes. You can go in on the website, which is ALZ.
That's the .org?
.org.
Yeah, yes. ALZ.org. Okay.
Yes. You can go in and register that way. Yes.
Okay, perfect. So if you want to get registered ahead, you can do that. You can do it the morning of.
Yes.
And again, a great event. And the 2019 Walk to End Alzheimer's. You know, and I don't know how close we are for any type of cure or treatments. And I don't know if treatments have been getting better. Of course, I see stuff out there on social media. I don't know what's true and what's not. In fact, I just, within the last few days over the weekend, I think I saw one saying that, oh, we're close to an actual vaccine to prevent it. I don't know. I mean, I hope that's the case.
Oh,
is there anything that you've heard anywhere?
And I hear the same things you do. Yes.
Okay.
So wouldn't that be wonderful?
It would be.
The walk, people carry flowers. And each flower represents a color. And if you see someone with an orange flower, they support the cause, okay? If they have yellow, they're a caregiver. If they're blue, they're living with Alzheimer's or dementia. And if they're purple, they have a purple flower, they've lost someone to the disease. Now, white will represent the first survivor, and we're not there yet. But let's hope someday.
Well, and because, okay, what, 27th annual, we hope you don't ever have to do one again. That's,
yeah, wouldn't
that's
that be
the bottom
great?
Line. Yeah, that's the thing. With all these causes, you know, like, we don't want to have to do fundraisers because we want to eradicate this.
I know. I agree.
And this is the way to go about it in doing things like the 2019 Walk to End Alzheimer's. Again, it comes up this Saturday at Lake Story. Shelters 1 and 2, registration 8 o'clock. The ceremony at 9. The walk begins at 9:30. And again, we all know somebody who's been affected. And those, gosh, you mentioned the caregivers. And this is one of those diseases that actually may be harder on them than it is on the person suffering from it.
It definitely is. Yeah. Yes, yes. I agree.
So if you know somebody who is a caregiver, and just kudos to them and thank them and support them in any way you can.
Exactly. Yes.
Joanne Whitney joining us here this morning, the 2019 Walk to End Alzheimer's here in Galesburg. And again, is this the 27th?
27th.
All right. My goodness. Well, again, we hope it's the last. Not that we don't enjoy talking to you, but we just hope that.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. Joanne, thank you so much for your time and what you're doing to help out, to help eradicate Alzheimer's.
Thank you.